It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if you get a notice this holiday season that your package has already been delivered, but you don't have it, it could be that you got a recycled tracking number. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, Broadway songwriter Stephen Sondheim has died at the age of 91. He was known as the composer and lyricist of shows like Company and Sweeney Todd. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be northbound I-15 in Draper, where debris has three right lanes of traffic blocked at 114th South. It is backing traffic to Bangor Highway. Also, a new accident, pretty small and out of traffic. This is westbound I-215 South Belt. It's about halfway between the I-15 junction and Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine much of the day, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're parked at 45 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
It's caused strong drops on Wall Street today. The new COVID variant found in South Africa, the U.S., Britain, Europe, Canada, all starting bans of travel from that region. And in the past hour, the World Trade Organization is postponing its conference of government ministers set to open Tuesday after Switzerland initiated new travel restrictions because of that COVID variant, which scientists say can spread very fast. All three Wall Street major indexes dropped triple digits, the Dow over 900 points. Nervousness on Wall Street, seeming confidence with spending on Main Street on Black Friday, crowds thinner, but online sales strong, according to those who track it. Consumer analyst Mary Eppner of the Blonde Report.
What that says to me is the consumer is ready to get back out again, not only to buy Christmas gifts or holiday gifts, but also to buy things for themselves.
A person was shot during an apparent fight today at a Durham, North Carolina mall crowded with shoppers, as a city councilman to several news outlets and police. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The KSL in-depth. While Americans have been busy shopping today, the stock market was reminding us that we're all economic prisoners of this coronavirus. With the brand new Omicron variant leaving the scientists worried about the future, the stock market took a nosedive today. The Dow down 1,000 points at one point. The S&P was off more than 2%. And our friend, DMBA financial advisor Shane Stewart, is joining us live for some perspective. Shane, this day after Thanksgiving is usually a feel-good day. Half the traders are home digesting. Doesn't the market usually do well on Black Friday?
It typically does. It's like you mentioned, many of the traders are home or off for the day. But the problem is that while they're off, what they do sometimes is set a stop-loss limit, meaning if a stock gets down to a certain point, they sell. And this was probably going to be a down day anyway, based on the news coming out of South Africa. But it's significantly exacerbated because of the stop losses and the things set. There's really no buyers to buy those that are selling. And it's a lot more down than it should have been for the day because they're all home the day after Thanksgiving.
So it's shot through the floor with nobody watching, in essence. And by the end of the day, the Dow was off 900 points. That's 2.5%. In the scheme of things, what does this mean? Is it time to get your 401k out of stocks? Could we be at the top of the market at this point?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you should do is take a look at your 401k and make sure that you're appropriately invested for the time until you need the money. Something like this is going to happen periodically. And hopefully it's not prolonged, but it does happen. It's what markets do. They go up and they go down. But it's important for you to take a look at your own 401k and make sure that you have the right amount of stock and the right amount of bond for the time until you need the money. That's much more prudent than being reactionary to some news like this.
So for the casual investor, the job is really to earn a decent return and be able to sleep at night. What should you be holding in your investments or your retirement account? A lot of stock, oil futures, Bitcoin? Where do you go?
Right. For the average investor, the things that are easier to invest in are usually in their 401k, if their employer provides one. Those are usually a combination of stocks and bonds. Those that are a little more aggressive and a little more adventuresome, I guess you could say, in investing, do things like Bitcoin and oil and those types of things. But for the average investor, it's usually mutual funds that entail stocks and bonds, and there are still good things happening there. I think we'll probably see when January rolls around with the earnings reports that probably most companies are doing a little better than they were last year because of the pandemic.
This is Shane Stewart, who sleeps at night. Do you get more phone calls from concerned investors after days like this?
Oh, for sure, because it's such a shock to the system, especially where we've had such a nice run in the market for several years. But I always remind people that good markets don't die of old age. They die of bad behavior. So as long as we don't behave poorly and stay the course and be prudent about this, it usually works itself out over time.
Shane Stewart, on the day that everybody on Wall Street is staying home, he's at work talking to us. We appreciate you. KSL News Time, 3:51. It's time. We're a bit late, but is there really that much to talk about? Come on. Traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Thrill us, Ricky.
Well, we do have all lanes open once again, so that's the good news. Debris had blocked three right lanes of traffic northbound I-15 at 114th South. Crews have it swept up. Those lanes are open, but residual delays back to Bangor Highway. But these slowdowns are not going to last very long at all. And that's the only spot of slowing on any of your valley freeways. We do have a small accident. This is westbound I-215 South Belt, a little bit past the I-15 junction, completely out of traffic on the shoulder. Bernina Sewing Machines and Accessories at huge Black Friday week discounts at Dave's Bernina, Provo, and St. George. 60 months, no interest, and doorbuster specials Friday and Saturday at 9 a.m. Dave's Bernina, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the full 7-day forecast with Graham Wayman.
Partly cloudy up to 47 degrees for today, sunshine 46 tomorrow. And more of the same for the rest of the weekend. Sunday, 51 and sunshine. And 51 on Monday as well. Mostly sunny skies. Really more of the same Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Becoming hazy, sunshine, temperatures near 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 45 degrees in Salt Lake, 46 in Ogden and Provo. Opening of the second half, the Utes kicked off. Colorado ran it back. Now a 14-13 game, start of the third quarter. It's the Utes.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Wasatch Medical Clinic was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic. And the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces instant results to intimacy. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. And for a limited time, blood work and testosterone is free as well. This is a $650 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Hi, Doug Wright. The other day we had the chance to do the movie show from Zero Res. And of course, we were talking with Jake about carpet cleaning, which naturally comes to mind. But what about cleaning the air ducts in your home? Zero Res is the answer to clean everything, the carpets, tile, grout, you name it, but air ducts. Think about it. With this past summer, with all of the smoke in the air and everything that was drawn into your system, this is the time to have Zero Res come and clean those air ducts. It's important to do, and a lot of us never even think of it. If you suffer from allergies, if there are respiratory issues, or you just want to make sure that you've got the clean air in your home, and things will stay cleaner longer with the clean air ducts. Why don't you give them a call right now? 25% off air duct cleaning. And all you have to do is call 801-288-ZERO or go to ZeroResSaltLake.com and ZeroResDavisWeber.com. Make your appointment now.
Ever wonder why you see Doug Smith's name on the back of so many Kias? It's because Doug Smith is Utah's choice for Kia sales, parts, and service. Our mission statement is to treat our customers the way we like to be treated. That's why we've been named the best of Utah Valley for the sixth year in a row by the Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Ready for a new Kia? Go to Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 in American Fork. Also, don't forget, we buy cars.
Hey, Doug.
Hello, this is Tim Branscombe, founder and president of Sierra West Jewelers. If you're looking for that special gift or if you need it custom made, come to Sierra West Jewelers, where we have the largest selections of ruby, sapphires, and emeralds, diamond earrings, bracelets, and pendants. Only at Sierra West Jewelers in our quality and our VIP service. Sierra West Jewelers across from the mall in Sandy, Orem, and Murray, or at SierraWestJewelers.com.
There's a new Cafe Rio in town in City Creek Center. Dine in or pick up with grab-and-go parking spots just off State Street on P1 of the parking garage. Get your Cafe Rio favorites now at City Creek Center.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Terrible day on Wall Street. The Dow tumbled, sinking 905 points. That's 2.5%. The S&P was down 2%, off by 106 points. The NASDAQ lost 353 over concerns about the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. KSL News Time 356. Cougar Tracks, Mitch Harper here.
Tomorrow is going to be a super Saturday for BYU sports. BYU men's basketball will face Utah at the Huntsman Center. Women's basketball team takes on number 22 West Virginia in Florida. Women's soccer will have a chance to advance to the College Cup with a home game against South Carolina. And number 13 BYU football takes on the USC Trojans for a chance at a 10-win regular season. BYU football team's trip to the historic L.A. Coliseum will be the first visit for the Cougars since 2003.
A great place for football. It's a place that the guys are used to seeing on TV, and I want them to embrace the setting, and that's the whole point of showing gratitude, having a good time with it, you know, and embrace the opportunity that you have to play in that stadium.
BYU versus USC kicks off tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. here on KSL, and make sure to download the KSL Sports app for all the latest from BYU Super Saturday of events. With Cougar Tracks from Los Angeles, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.